Hi, my name is Brody Sheeman, and my mission trip experience was a great one. As you might have heard in the song, we did a lot of work, but what made this experience great for me was that it wasn't all work. It was a perfect trio of work, religion, and fun. On the job site, we would take small breaks, and in those breaks, we would use the scraps of expertly cut drywall as projectiles. And another unusable piece as a bat. And we would play this game of drywall baseball, if you will, for only a couple minutes before returning to work. But in those few minutes, I had gotten to know the people around me better, as well as had some fun. Then, after our breaks, we would get back to work, drilling and drywall, stapling up insulation, mudding in gaps or imperfections in the seams until our work day was over. And at night, we would learn and worship. We would watch videos of people around the world explain their take on religion. And it was interesting to take all those things into account to form a stronger opinion of my own. This experience changed how I think and how I act.
Good morning. I'm Jenny. This was my final mission trip. So it was a pretty memorable one. As Christians, we are called to change the world for the better. We are asked to do just and kind things in the name of the Lord. As it says in Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to the whole house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Often as Christians, when we read these scriptures, we think to ourselves, wow, that's a really big responsibility. When we watch the news, sometimes it's hard to see the good in the world. We see all these evil acts being committed, and sometimes it feels like, how can we change the world when there are so many different problems? How do we know we are doing enough to help the world in the name of God? I came to this conclusion about this conundrum on our mission trip to Texas. As most of you know, there was an awful hurricane that hit Texas in the summer of last year. So our mission team packed up and headed there in June. After a fun plane ride, new friends, and a nice night's sleep, we were ready to head to our work sites for the first time. When we arrived there, we met Lori. Lori was the homeowner that was severely hit by a hurricane. After the youth and myself introduced ourselves, Lori began to tell her story. As she explained how awful the flooding was after the hurricane and how terrified she was, she began to cry. She started hugging all of us and saying, "Thank you so much. You are such a gift from God." I began to cry as well. I realized in this moment that we changed the world. We changed her world, and that is what matters. Throughout the week, she explained how happy she was that we were there and probably thanked us more times than we could ever count. I realized that her whole world changed in a positive way because of our hope, and that is what God wants. God knows that there is a lot of things in the world that can be helped with. But we did change the world that week. We changed Lori's world. Thank you.